I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our first guest, Dan Baldwin, is with us, a pendulum dowser using his skills to search for missing persons, contact the spirit world, and most recently exploring the connection between UFO phenomenon and the spirit world. Now, some of his books include Speaking with Spirits of the Southwest, Conversations with Spirits of the Southwest, The Psychic Detective, and he has a number of them, and also, of course, the Pendulum, Paranormal Pendulum 3 that he wrote with George Sewell. Dan, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I am doing fine. Still swinging the old rock on the string.
You sure are. Explain to people who don't know what pendulum dowsing is, what it is.
Okay, most people are probably familiar with, you know, with the old farmer with the Y-shaped witching stick looking for water out in the pasture someplace. And that's exactly what I do. What the difference is, I use a weight on a string. And basically, you hold a string with the weight at the base, and you ask a question. If it swings to the right, that's a yes. If it swings to the left, that's a no. And the way it works basically is, you know, your conscious mind focuses on the weight itself. It's a little bit like hypnotism. That frees up your subconscious to talk to your higher self or to a higher spirit. In our case, we've talked to, you know, spirits of the deceased and even extraterrestrials.
Are some people better dowsers than others, Dan?
Yeah, and that's just a matter of some people are better at the piano than other people. It's a skill that anybody can develop, and some people will, you know, be better at it than others. But there's nothing magical about it. You can pick it up, you know, pick up the technique in an hour. The practice actually takes a lot longer, obviously.
I know in some cases you hold it lightly between your two fingers, your index fingers and your other finger, and you just kind of just let it go and let it flow, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's there's nothing magical about that. Your muscles in your finger actually move the weight around, but they move it at the direction of your subconscious mind as opposed to your critical mind, and that makes all the difference in the world.
Now, how does it work with spirit communication?
Yeah, I think it's a real advantage for people who are interested in speaking with the deceased, because you know, like if you go out with a normal run of the psychic investigation, you hope to get some kind of response, maybe an EVP or maybe a knock on the door or something like that, and you take that home with you and said, "Hey, we made contact. That was great." With a pendulum, you can actually have extended conversations with the deceased. You can just carry. You can ask question after question after question, and as long as the spirit is willing to talk to you, you can continue the conversation.
That's something else.
And I think it works better than some other techniques, simply because you're dealing with a higher self. So in a sense, you're dealing on a spirit to spirit level, and I think the communication is a lot easier that way.
Now, what advantage is there to pendulum dowsing as opposed to going to some medium or something like that?
Well, we worked with mediums. In fact, we had two mediums working with us as volunteers on this book. I actually like working with the medium because that gives you, you know, another avenue to explore.
Sure.
So, yeah.
How did you get started in dowsing, Dan?
It's one of those strange stories. You know, I'm not a clairaudient. I don't hear voices. But about 25 years ago, I was out walking by myself late at night, and I clearly heard a voice that, you know, clearly said, you know, go find missing children. It was like a command. And it was one of those things that once it was implanted in my brain, it would not go away. So after about 3 months of dodging the obvious, you know, I did the obvious thing and said, you know, show me the door and I will walk through it. And it occurred to me that I had always heard there was psychic ability on one side of my family. And I said, well, why don't I give that a try? You know, maybe that'll work. And I started hanging out with some psychics and going to psychic bookstores. And one day I saw a woman with a pendulum, and I said, bang, you know, I can do that. And so I picked up the pendulum and pretty much am self-taught.
Now, how did you find missing children? I mean, did you hold a pendulum over a map or something like that?
Yeah, there are several ways to do that. You ask, you know, basic questions, you know, is this person alive? Is this person in California? Yes or no. Arizona? Yes or no.
Right.
Is this person in Phoenix? Yes or no. Is this person in North Phoenix? Yes or no. And you can actually shrink down the area of research. And if I'm looking for someone, say, in the wilderness, I will use topological maps or Google Earth. And one of the advantages of working with a pendulum and looking for missing persons is you can actually, you know, when everything is cooking, when everything is working right, you can reduce the search area down to the size of a football field.
I was at a party once years ago, and we used the pendulum as part of this party. And people were taking turns doing it, and we were asking them questions based on the yes or no's. And a guy was there, and a couple people asked him two revealing questions, I guess, about his personal life.
Yeah.
And his answers popped up, and his wife walked out.
Yeah, I don't. That's why I don't get involved in
it's
that.
It's like a lie detector, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And there's some things, you know, I don't want to know about other people. Yeah. In fact, I was at a book signing one time several years ago over in Texas, and out of the blue, this guy comes running into the door, runs up to pushes people out of the way, and he's literally foaming at the mouth. You got to help me find my wife. I know she's running around on me.
Oh boy!
And I said, "No, I can't do that. I don't do that."
It is truly remarkable how it works. And what you do is you yes is up and down, no is left and right, like you would move your head, and you just try to hold the pendulum right over the middle, and you just communicate to it to stop, to go. You test it by saying, think yes, and it starts swaying. And in some cases, I've seen these things sway, Dan, I mean, like 12 inches, just up and down, just huge spikes.
Yeah, one time, in fact, I think we talked about this one time when I was on a previous show, but one time we were actually releasing a spirit who was trapped, you know, trapped on the earth, self-trapped. But, you know, my pendulum actually, you know, I'm holding it up and down. It actually swung up above my hand and around in a circle and then dropped out. The energy was so powerful that day.
Truly remarkable. Truly remarkable.
Yeah. I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now tell us about Lindsey Higgins. Who's Lindsey Higgins?
Okay, Lindsey Higgins, let me give you the classics illustrated, very tip of the iceberg storyline, and then you can ask the questions.
Okay.
From there. But this gets rather complex. But yeah, you mentioned on the last hour you were looking, you know, where's the major case? I think maybe this is one of them for you because it involves so many phenomena. But 6,000 years ago, a very highly developed, I mean very, very highly developed spiritual person made an agreement with the spirit of the woman who is now Lindsey Higgins to reincarnate throughout the centuries in a long-term process to enhance human beings,
okay,
basically. And her last incarnation, and we covered this a little bit in the last book, but her last incarnation was of a family that lived in Shreveport-Bossier City, Louisiana area back in the 19th century. She is the reincarnation of a woman called Sally Murph Woodworth. Her father was W.D. Woodworth, and she had a sister named Melinda Woodworth. Now, the interesting thing here is that whole family has reincarnated into this century. Like, Lindsey's reincarnated as Sally. W.D. is reincarnated as Lindsey's father, Joe.
So they're all still together.
They're all still together, and they reincarnated together. We discovered through the dowsing process that not only is Lindsey an abductee, but the Woodworth family also had contact with the UFOs. So in this incarnation, the focus primarily is on Lindsey, and she's the typical abductee. You know, she saw the ship, she floated out through the wall, she went and had the medical experiments. She has hybrid children. She's got the strange marks on her body afterwards, and that sort of thing.
And is Lindsey the most recent incarnation? She's the one who's here now.
Yeah, she's still alive. She's in Shreveport, Louisiana.
How old is she, roughly?
She's in forties.
Forties, okay.
Yeah, she's a young whippersnapper.
Okay,
youngster.
She's probably listening
to
the show.
What this gets even further out there because Lindsey was concerned about these strange feelings she had. She wanted to know if it was real. So she contacted my co-author, George Sewell, who at one time was very active in MUFON. So she worked with George. George and I were working on that other book, the spirit book. So George brought me in to, you know, do my pendulum dowsing thing. And George is a dowser also. But involved in that, we discovered that putting the three of us together was stage managed by a spirit of an American actress named Kate Bateman. She was very famous in the 19th century in America and in England. And she has been working with the original highly evolved spirit that started this whole thing off and bringing all of us together to bring out Lindsay's story. So you have reincarnation, you have UFOs, you have abductees, you have spirit contact with the deceased, and we also have spiritual contact, going on in the same story, all at once.
Now, has Lindsay ever undergone hypnotherapy?
She has not. I'm trying to talk her into seeing if she would be willing to do that. But to my knowledge, she has not.
She has not.
Now, she's been to a lot of doctors. She's had the typical medical problems that the doctors just say, well, you got a problem, and we don't know what causes it, but you definitely got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how through using the pendulum, Dan, can you get this information about some of these past lives and incarnations and everything else about her?
Yeah, this is basically the two books really involve about a 3-year process of interviews, and we interviewed not only Lindsay but her father and her sister. We interviewed people that she knew. We interviewed people who were involved with the land and the history of the place.
Are they aware of their past lives with her?
No, not so far.
No,
not at all.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge, anyway. That hasn't come out. They believe it because of the obvious. I mean, she knows so much, and so much has come out, and so much of it has been documented. We would come up with some information, and we were working with some historians, and the historians would look in their records, and sure enough, you know, what we came up with is documented in the newspapers.
So you're pretty well convinced that something has happened to Lindsay. An abduction case, for example, something has happened.
Something big, and I think it goes way, way beyond the typical abductee story. I think there's something much, much bigger going on here, and that involves, again, the UFO phenomenon, but also, you know, the spirit world is involved in this somehow also.
Now, how do you use the pendulum to get these answers or get these questions answered?
Again, you just sit down at... you can sit down at a kitchen table, which we've done a lot of times. Sometimes we go to the actual site of where someone had lived or where some event had gone on.
Must she be there with you?
On some of them, she was. Yes, she was very good working with the pendulum.
Okay.
She's not a dowser, but she's very good with asking the questions.
Okay.
And so you ask, would someone from the spirit world be willing to show up and speak with us? And always someone shows up.
And helps you, or tries to
helps us out.
Tries to mess you up.
We've always been helped. Yeah, tremendously helped. Tremendous help has been given to us by the spirit world.
What have you concluded about Lindsay Higgins based on the dowsing?
Her story is true. Absolutely, absolutely. She is definitely an abductee, and I firmly do. Again, this is my opinion, but it's backed up on, you know, like I said, 3 years of research with the pendulum dowsing.
Now, is she an abductee in this human life or a past life?
Yeah. Definitely in this life. I don't know if she was an abductee in the past life, but she definitely had UFO experiences in the past life. But she's definitely an abductee in this life. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. And I do think the spiritual contact, the spiritual contact, I personally believe that is very real.
And her experiences, though, have been horrifying for her, haven't they?
Say that again. You broke up just a little bit.
Her experiences have been horrifying, haven't they?
They were because they were extremely frightening. She didn't know what was going on, and her medical condition was extremely painful. So it was terribly frightening. An interesting side note on that: we had contacts with the ETs who were abducting her. They are unaware, at least the ones who were abducting her, were unaware of pain. They didn't, you know, they're not, the pain that they caused was not intentionally to cause pain. They were just, it was a byproduct. They didn't realize that they were hurting us so bad. So we asked them, you know, if you're going to continue the experiments on Lindsay, and they said yes, would you please do it without pain? And they said yes. And since then, her pains have gone away.
What do they want with her, Dan?
That is that's the number one question. We think the overall thing is that there's a long-term program going on, not only with Lindsay, but I think Lindsay is probably the beacon at the moment for this movement. But there's a movement involving the ETs and involving, at least some of the ETs, and involving the spirit realm and the spiritual realm to ramp up the human race, to make us better people. I think she is she's going to be one of the leaders of that movement. I think that's probably why we all got together.
But you think then what's happening to her is a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it was a bad thing when she didn't know what was going on and when she was confused and terrified. Right now, it's a very positive thing, and she will tell you this. You know, since she has worked with George and then worked with George and me, her attitude has completely changed. She now sees it as something very positive, and she actually sees that this is, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing with my life now. I'm supposed to be out there telling people, this is really going on. This is really happening. It's okay for you to talk about it. Come on out. You have information that you can share with the world that the world needs to know. So come on out and tell people. Don't be afraid.
So this is a big turnaround for her.
Big turnaround, 180 degrees, no doubt about it.
Did that surprise you?
It surprised me that it happened so fast.
Now, when you say it happened so fast, how quickly?
Yeah, well, she went through, in this incarnation, she's gone through a whole lifetime of basically terror, you know, with what was going on to her.
Oh, absolutely.
So within less than 3 years, she has made a 180-degree turnaround and now sees this as actually something good that's going on in her life that will help her help other people in their lives.
What is she doing? What is she doing for a living now?
Right now, she has a job, and I'm drawing a blank. She has a full-time job. She works for a company, and I forget what the name
but
of
this
it.
Is,
she has a full-time job.
Does she have a mission, though, to do something with this ability? I mean, she was obviously abducted for a reason, right?
Absolutely.
And what do you think that reason was?
Well, again, I think the reason is the long-term process of improving the human species is the long-term goal. The short-term goal, I think, is to bring more people out, to not be afraid to tell the world that, yes, I have been abducted. I have met with the extraterrestrials. They are real. We need to do something about this. We need to make contact with them. We don't need to necessarily be afraid of them.
Is it
something real that's going on?
Is this the same Lindsay Higgins who was on a Netflix series?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, she and my co-author, George Sewell, appeared on the network, I think it's called Haunted, and they were on for a full hour.
She truly went public with that.
Yeah, she finally, you know, once she, like I said, the turnaround has been 180 degrees. Once she realized what was going on and the good aspect of it, she turned around completely, and she wants to get out there now and tell people, you know, her story and encourage other people to tell their stories. It's a very uplifting story. I mean, she came from terror to now she's out there not confronting it, but kind of leading the charge into awareness.
And you believe she is the 6,000-year-old reincarnations of past lives?
Yeah, I cannot prove that at all, but from my pendulum research, and again, this is a couple of years of work, I firmly believe that in my heart. I firmly believe that's a true story.
Wow.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men. how this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.